As we've reported, Elk Meadows, a 96-unit affordable housing property between Pine Brook and Kimball Junction, has been sold to a Seattle, Washington firm. The property is restricted as affordable housing only through the year 2023. Mountainlands Community Housing Trust Executive Director Scott Loomis explains why he's not worried about the acquisition.
In 1993, when this was built, they had a 30-year use restriction on it. The investor in these properties usually get out of them after 15 years, which is the compliance period, and then they have the regulatory use period as well. But after 15 years, they usually have what they call a right of first refusal, that generally, if you have a nonprofit involved, as a sale to the nonprofit, so in that case, it's preserved as long as the nonprofit owns it, which is usually in perpetuity.
So this didn't go to a nonprofit, though?
No, it didn't. The good news is the organization that is purchasing it is involved in affordable housing. They've got a tremendous reputation. I spoke to them before they made their bid and have spoken indirectly to their lender, KeyBank, through another source, and they work with this group all the time and say they're top-notch, and their intention is to keep it affordable after 2023.
Mountainlands works to provide affordable housing in Summit and Wasatch County. One project that has been in the works for almost a decade is nearing completion. The Discovery Corps will be located south of Kilby Road and the Weilenman School of Discovery. The development will provide 97 units, with 30 of those units set aside for affordable housing.
I had several conversations with the owners yesterday. They're trying to get their plat filed by May 18. They were going to have a groundbreaking ceremony this coming weekend, but there's an issue that arose at the last minute, and they're scrambling trying to get it taken care of, but they've got their construction loan ready to go. So hopefully in the next few weeks they'll be taking care of this issue and getting started on construction of the infrastructure. Vertical construction will probably happen near the end of the summer, beginning of the fall. So around that time, we'll start helping the owners get qualified purchasers for these units, and we'll actually have some housing. This project was approved in 2010, and here we are in 2018. We'll be lucky to have anybody living there, 9 years later. There'll be 30 units altogether. I think the first phase is going to be 12 to 15 that'll be done this year, and then the rest of them will go as they develop the subdivision.
Loomis says most of those units have been spoken for.
We kind of jumped the gun last year. We thought they were closer to getting approvals and plat approval. So we have a number of people who a year ago qualified. We will go back to them first, obviously, but there probably will be opportunities for people. A year is a lot. People's income changes, their circumstances change.
Additionally, Mountainlands is working in Wasatch County on some projects.
We are under construction on the third story of 38 units for a senior project that we're doing over in Heber with the Wasatch County Housing Authority, right next to the 23-unit Prestige Senior Center. And then we've got another subdivision in Heber that we're hoping to get final approval on for 50 single-family residents and townhomes. It'll be for essential workers over in Wasatch County.
Loomis says that the higher prices have resulted in overcrowding in some places.
It's tough, and I've been doing this since 2001, and I've been seeing it. I remember going into some apartments when I first started that were pretty run down, and there were something like 13, 14 people living in a two-bedroom. And that was very common in the old days. I think the landlords are a little more selective and they stay on top of it. But it's one of those things that does happen because we have such a shortage of not only seasonal but year-round housing.
Mountainlands can make repairs to their properties thanks to reserves.
One of the things we have is substantial reserves for all of our properties. And, for example, at Holiday Village, the last 3 or 4 years we've been replacing the old shake roofs that have been there for 30-plus years. They have about $350 per unit per year, so that's $25,000, $30,000 a year, which goes into replacement of exterior as well as interior.
For more information on Mountainlands offerings, visit their website, housinghelp.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.